everyone. Welcome to the Easter edition of the Kaisha Online podcast and a fresh Be Inspired episode. I have had a wonderful Easter with my family and I hope you're enjoying it too. Today is Easter Monday, so I couldn't help but sprinkle this episode with some Easter and Jesus, so get comfortable, it's going to be a good one. Before I get started, I just want to remind you about the Kaisha Online event that's coming up. Oh boy, it's the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Tour, and it's on a roll faster than an Easter egg. I've got my first book reading event in Shepherd's Bush, London, at the ANC Wellbeing Centre, 10 Adelaide Grove, W12 OJJ, on Friday, April 21st, that's this Friday, from 3 till 5pm. This is going to be special because I'm going to read to you, and all you have to do to join me is search Meet Kaisha on eventbrite.co.uk and register for your free ticket so that I can prepare for your presence. I can't wait to take photos with you, sign your copy of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration, and just have an amazing afternoon with you. Now, let's pour it up. This segment is called Music Moments. I'm giving you a short review of a song that I've been feeling for a while now. And the truth is, this isn't a new one. I've been feeling this song for what feels like donkey's years because it was released in December 2000. I told you I would bring you old tunes too. I want to share my love for Mr. Music Soul Child with you and introduce a song from his I Just Wanna Sing album. Today's music moment is all about his song Love, but just like Trinity 5-7 did, I'm changing the lyrics to Lord because it's a song that works both ways and it fits with my Easter edition to the T. Lord, so many people use your name in vain. Lord, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Lord, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts, Lord, for better or worse, I will still choose you first. I love it when it says love. And I love it when it says, Lord, God is love after all. Why don't you check it out and take a listen to his whole album. Then you'll find out why his name is Music Soul Child. Next up is the Get Healthy With Me segment. I couldn't tell you how much times I have said, don't forget to drink your water. Showed my Snapchat family the bottles of water that I drink. Told people to drink water when they have headaches. Stomach aches, drink water with dinner, take a sip at least every half an hour, and so on. But most of all, I tell people that your body is 80% water, so it needs water to function correctly. Today's Get Healthy With Me item is water. Too much people are walking around dehydrated and thirsty, and it's time for a change. Your body needs water for the cells, tissues and organs so they can function properly, but also to regulate your temperature. You lose a lot of water during the day, so you have to replace it. Bad skin, headaches, tiredness and dark urine are all signs of dehydration. So, why don't you get healthy with me? It's time you love yourself and start to pour it up more often. Just make sure it's water, either ice cold, lukewarm or hot. Next up is the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Q&A segment. I've been answering questions about my book for a few weeks now, so here's another question. Do you view writing as a kind of spiritual practice? Well, the whole writing experience of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration from start to finish was quite a spiritual experience for me. Even now, months after publishing, my spiritual life is flourishing. For a start, I was led by the Holy Spirit to write it. I was absorbed and inspired by scripture when I was writing the Faith Ounces. And God gave the book to me, but I gave it back to God when I was finished so that he could have his way with it and so that it could touch the world and reach great heights for him. Now, almost 5 months later, I give thanks to God every time I get feedback, an email or something, because God sent the book through me and it feels really good in my soul. So yeah, I feel like it is very spiritual. Now, this segment is the Sophisticated K Crew Initiation, and now that you're a part of the crew, you should be subscribed to my channel, and you should be going back there to check out videos often. Today's video is The Fruits of the Spirit SK Ministry. It was published on March 26, 2016, and on the day I filmed it, I was so nervous. I had never stood up in front of a church congregation to deliver a message, but my pastor gave me the go-ahead, and I had faith that it would go well, and it did. I had a little helper, and together we shared the attributes that we are called to exude in order to be more like Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. To check it out and see me wear my minister hat, search Fruits of the Spirit SK Ministry on YouTube. Now, I just want to say Happy Easter. I want to thank Jesus for everything he did and for everything he is. I wish you all a Happy Easter. I hope you're having a beautiful Easter with your family, friends, loved ones, and with your church congregation. Let's take this opportunity to be grateful for salvation, celebrate the gospel, and share Jesus with the world. For more about Easter, you can read the blog I posted on the Kaisha Online blog site. You can also find out more about me, Kaisha Thomas, on my website, kaishaonline.com. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and subscribe on YouTube. But you can also follow me on Periscope. Just search Kaisha Online or Sophisticated K, but you can also search PCB Photography and you will find me. Make sure you email me and connect with me so I can get to know you too. I want you to participate in the Be Inspired episodes, so email me your suggestions to kaisha.online@outlook.com. And as we approach the end of the Easter special Be Inspired episode, I'd like to say thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you and taught you something. And make sure you subscribe so you get notified of new episodes. And don't forget to share it with someone who needs it. Last but not least, have a wonderful Easter Monday wherever you are, and be inspired.